Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Watching UBW right now, just like that, like so proud, like that was a great beer. Thinking, donuts. Alright. Now if you guys know the song, sing along. Great song. So good. I listen to this all day long now, but I can't. We gotta start the show. Alright, well, good morning.
We are kind of all quiet and enjoying.
I know.
Good morning, y'all.
Again. I suppose I could hit that note this early. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to everyone. Huh, come on in. Sit down. We've got a full house today.
Yeah.
I see Lyric.
Yeah.
I see BW.
Hello there.
I'm rubbing my eyes.
I had to look at you like, what the fuck?
And I'm rubbing my eyes, and I can't believe what I'm seeing, but I'm seeing
what is it?
Amber Ashley Carey.
Oh, I'm back. God. I'm back a little bit. Yeah.
What are you doing here?
I miss you guys.
Oh, we miss you too,
I
darling.
I miss you.
Definitely miss you. And I am Sean Roberts, everybody, and this is Your Weekly Dose Podcast.
Yo, and thank you for joining us today. And of course, you know we're streaming live to you from Orange County.
That's right. And if you are new to Your Weekly Dose Podcast, it's about having fun, recapping our week, and enlightening your day through, hopefully, laughter.
Yeah, because we like to make you laugh when we talk about the silly, awkward, and embarrassing things we didn't all done recently. You know, the thing that connects us all and makes us all human, because laughter is the best medicine.
Yes, and to all our listeners, new and old, we love it when you guys are part of the show. So join us in the conversation. You can comment on all of our social media. Go to yourweeklydose.com. And just, yeah, listen in, comment, tell us everything you love, everything you hate, all of it.
Or you can send us a message via X or Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
You can also connect with us at on Facebook at yourweeklydose or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
That's right.
And we got a cool show for you guys today. Of course, we'll be doing catching up, what's trending. We got top Valentine's Day gifts, the best pickup lines for Valentine's, if you haven't had one yet. Bets for the Super Bowl, and we also got what's news down the road. And who knows, we may teach Lyric how to play the kazoo.
What?
Why are we doing this shit again, man? Why you bringing this shit up? Listen, we trying to have a good-ass show. It's almost Valentine's Day.
Because like, I love you.
But we were good. Like, we had a good morning. You just fucked it all up. Like, you just fucked it all up.
It's becoming the kazoo show.
This is so cold.
So not only can you download the show. Here, let me do this part with the kazoo. Not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe. subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, guys, tell the world what you think of the show.
Better.
Please rate, review. We need those rates and reviews. Please.
Absolutely, guys. Today's song, the theme song, is Silly Love Songs by the great Paul McCartney. And, of course, remember, guys, that all the music that we play on our program, you can always get from Amazon. All you have to do is go to our website. Good God, I can't think of the word from there for a moment. To our website, click on the Amazon banner, click on it, and shop to your heart's delight.
Click.
That's where I do all my shopping.
Click.
Yep, exactly. And you can find all the music there. And, of course, anything else, just do your regular shopping. I just got some stuff there recently, too. So, you know, get it. And that way they give us a little bit of money and we stay on the air.
We like money.
You'd think the people would have had enough of silly love songs.
Nope, they wouldn't.
Did you guys know that this was in response to John Lennon?
Wait, it's a diss song?
This song.
It's a diss track?
Well, John Lennon made a comment.
Rap battle?
Wait, is it
yeah,
a beef?
Kind of.
It's beef, really?
Between the Beatles.
Beetle beef.
Oh, so this
Beetle
is,
beef.
Wow. So this is their low-key diss tracks to each other.
Yeah.
I love you.
This was actually.
That's a hell of a fighting. Them fighting words right there, man.
You love me, what?
Yeah. Well, actually, what it was that there was a comment made that John Lennon made regarding Paul McCartney. That goes, well, all he writes is those silly love songs.
Oh.
So he wrote silly love songs.
Yeah.
Oh, I dropped another
wow.
hit.
Oh, yeah.
And it became a big hit. So,
thank you. You made me a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he did. You inspired me.
And John's response was, oh, shit.
Yeah. What could you say?
Exactly.
Damn.
But can you, I mean, and they actually did that with each other after, you know, the whole thing.
I could see me and Lyrics Beef coming like that at one point in our careers.
One movie title, think, fuck you. Movie title, fuck you too. I hate you. I hate you too.
The feeling's mutual.
I hate you. The feeling.
And then when you get it gets really bad when you're going, your mama and the horse she rode in on.
Oh dear.
Part two.
Each movie is just a 2-hour fuck you, man. That is a sketch. Write that down. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There you go. They're getting material. But you know, that's a good friendship right there. We need to do that. That's what Graham and I always say. We call it reading each other. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, mm-mm. Like, hey, what's up, bitch? He got me a mug for Christmas. He brought me a mug when he came. And it says, Jesus loves sluts. And it is now my new absolute favorite mug to walk
around
my house.
And I love Jesus, so therefore, I love sluts too.
Yes, yeah, there you go.
Following his footsteps.
Absolutely.
But I walk around my house with it. My son looks at me and rolls his eyes. He's like, oh my God.
You got to come up with a good acronym for sluts. No, sluts mean.
No, he's almost 17. He knows.
He knows what it is.
He just shakes his head like, you guys are so fucking weird. that's friendship.
It is. And that's what's cool, I think, about this new version of the show, because Lyric and BW have this strong connection. Mm-hmm. We can connect with you guys. Amber and I have a similar connection because she's been on the show before, obviously, and has returned to the show, because we would always do the same thing with each other,
we
too.
We have fun. We rib.
That's love. Like,
ribbed for our pleasure.
Oh,
yes.
I love it. Favorite kind. Trojan.
That's the barbecue kind. Rib.
I just like turning something funny into something dirty, too, you know?
Yeah.
There's a safety. There's a safety net there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where you're not perving on me or trying, you know.
That you know of.
Oh, shut up. See? Right there.
He saves all the pictures.
I do.
All the receipts.
Oh, Lord.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
So, do you feel like you're going to get dementia soon at all? Or are we still? Okay.
Oh, no. I got a long ways to go.
Damn it.
I got a long ways to go.
All those, hey, friend, what do you think about this outfit? He's like, yeah.
I watched an Instagram story by this guy who's kind of a feminist, but he was talking about, and this is a good way to say it. He said, guys who get pissed off that they're in the friend zone were never trying to be a friend. They were trying to be in the fuck zone. I like saying that. It's like,
any guy
she
who's in
friend-zoned
the friend zone
me, but it's like, well, you know, maybe she didn't want you to be in the fuck zone.
Now, any guy who's in the friend zone in the started by trying to
not,
be in the fuck.
Not
yeah,
guy.
Well, most guys.
I was known as the friend zoner, so no, that's not true.
Really?
Yes.
Do tell.
Well, I mean, especially like on this app. I did a stereo app, and all these girls, you know, be like, oh, I'm going to talk to you. Da, 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 da. They go on your Instagram, be like, oh, okay, hold on, let's talk. And I'm like, nah, this is business.
I applaud you for that. That so, is, yeah. That guys need to have
I put that in my
too.
Bio, like friend zoner.
So. Yes. Professional friend zoner. Yeah. Click here to learn how, man.
Yeah. I will friend you.
Yeah. You do it first so they can't do it to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Touché, yeah, exactly.
Touché. Oh,
and with that, we say Happy Valentine's Day.
We love you.
Play that again. Play that one more game.
There you go.
City love songs. Here we go.
Well, with that being said, guys, you know what? Let's go ahead and catch up with each other.
Yeah,
oh my God. I can't do it. I can't.
You just did.
I know. I can't not.
Yeah.
I have to do all this.
I remember this.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all didn't see she's literally bouncing around.
She swore back. Oh, wow. You start then. Let's go.
Yeah, you had excited. Yeah. You go ahead.
I missed you guys. It's been four weeks.
Yeah.
Four
weeks too long.
Four long weeks. I was sick, and then my car was sick, and then...
Well, you're always sick.
I'm a sick person. I'm a sick individual.
Got some nice shoes, though.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, those are cool.
Those are my little Pumas. My little Pumas. The red. Got my Kylie Padam on here.
Okay.
Padam.
I only sponsorship. Sponsorship.
Yeah. I don't know Kylie. What's her name?
Kylie Minogue.
I was just saying, that's why I know Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, that's Kylie Minogue.
Oh, I thought you said it was like Kylie something else.
Oh, God, I don't know. There's no other Kylie except Kylie
Didn't
Minogue.
Did you say Kylie Patogue?
Yeah, maybe. I'm just not speaking
Is
right
Is that how
this
you
morning.
Pronounce the name, Minogue?
Minogue.
Minogue, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything's been really good. Work has been good. Family, we're all hanging in there in life. And did y'all catch the Grammys? That was one of my big highlights.
I heard Sketchy Budget was there.
So did I.
They were interviewing Jutin Timberlake. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
I had to watch the highlights because I was at band rehearsal.
Okay. Oh, man.
So I wasn't too happy that, you know.
Well, you're at band rehearsal, so you're going to be at the Grammys.
I'm going to be at the Grammys.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. So, but no, I did catch some of the highlights, man, and it was some, there were some great performances.
Yes.
Oh,
really,
man, it was really fun. We did a sneaky thing because my sister in Ohio.
Wasn't a slutty thing?
Yeah, what?
No, it wasn't slutty or sneaky.
Where's the story going?
My sister in Cincinnati gave me her and her husband's DirecTV login.
Okay.
So when I log in, I'm on East Coast time, so I got to watch them live as they were happening. You know what I mean? We watched them early.
You lucky.
So we got it out of the way. We were in bed. We already had our wine, and we laughed, and we watched Miley Cyrus and Taylor and... Everybody, Fantasia killed it.
Fantasia, Miley, yeah. I think also killed it too.
Miley was great. She just doesn't give it. Oh, this.
The fuck is that?
I don't know. She was doing some crazy shit.
She killed
shit.
It, whatever it was.
Yeah.
She killed it.
She just
like, you over there, I killed you.
With her hair and doing all karaoke style, her song, and it was good.
She transitioned. She's
I love Miley.
She just doesn't get, she just doesn't care.
Yeah.
She's like, I done this since I was knee high.
Wow. That's why it's cool. It's actually cool. Like, I like seeing her do her thing sometimes because she's one of the few artists who started as a child and was able to break that transition become an adult
version of herself.
Versus everyone still trying to pigeonhole
her own image.
Yeah, because she broke that image hard. Like, yo, she basically went from doing Disney to porn. Like, she didn't do porn. But that was the image. Like, that was the image. She went from being wholesome
a lot of them
to licking the wrecking ball.
A lot of them did that, though, because they wanted to break that.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody did it as she was.
Her and Britney, I think, did it extremely well.
Yeah, and Christina Aguilera.
Christina did it decently.
Her voice was just crazy.
Justin Timberlake too, right? He did.
Yeah, but he was kind of like. Well, he was kind of like.
He was in the boy band though.
He had the boy band and that kind of transition. And he was a big Mouseketeer.
He was a featured.
He was just a feature. Okay.
He was a feature in Disney.
I was kind of out of the whole Disney thing by then, but yeah.
But I remember running into Miley Cyrus when I worked at Disney one year, and because she was there with her father. And she was just like coming through, you know, this is backstage or whatever.
Billy Ray.
And she was
Milo
coming through.
Cyrus.
Yeah. And she was coming through. And being, I think, a young teenager, a little rude or whatever, like I'm coming through, whatever kind of thing. And Billy Ray just comes right through, right after her, like literally like 30 seconds, just goes, "Guys, I'm so sorry. She's just a little bitch."
Oh,
hey man, that's how it is sometimes, man. Hey, when you're young, like, well, you know what? When you're young like that, and you've been handed that amount of cash, that much money, and that much influence, and that much fame, it's going to warp you. So you are going to think you're like the prime example. Like, I'll be real. She's not even a celebrity, but Beyonce's child, Blue Ivy. Right?
She is
this,
a celebrity.
This little girl is a celebrity already. Her entire childhood is completely different than the average childhood. You don't think she's warped and thinks she's better than everyone else? Of course she does. She think I guarantee that little girl thinks she's better than everybody else.
And you hope that the parents, though, are grounded enough. And I'm just saying,
no, you would hope so. But then you look at the situation and you be like, yeah, that, like, I don't know. I'm not judging them. I'm just
saying,
you can tell how celebrities raise some of their kids. And when you have a child like Blue Ivy, who she's already given the world, they've given this girl on this and this, she slammed it all over this. Yes, it's going to warp you.
She got Grammys already.
Yeah. Like, I remember hearing a story about Princess Diana when she was still alive. And she would take her kids, they all dress up in camouflage, and she'd take them to McDonald's. You're going to stand your ass in McDonald's. Just like everybody else, because this is what reality is.
Right. You don't think Blue Ivy eat McDonald's?
Negro. Blue Ivy ain't never stood in line for nothing.
Grubhub, baby.
Like, she ain't never stood in line.
She owns a few McDonald's.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you grow up like that, you don't have, like, your sense
of
values.
There's not a grasp on the rest of the world.
But she still seems humble, though.
Well,
like,
I don't think the sense of values of work is
who?
Blue Ivy. She don't come out like...
Yeah, but that's all media, bro. Everyone's saying humble when they speak. It's behind. I'm just saying, I'm not, okay. First of all, I'm not judging a little girl. I'm talking about in general.
I think you're just using her as an example for many nepo babies.
Yeah, so when you grow up from a young age and the world is handed to you, literally everything is handed to you and you've had to do nothing. Yeah, you're gonna think you're gonna have a warped sense.
It depends because I've had the opportunity to interview child stars and also interview children of celebrities.
Well, yes, it does depend on the nurture factor.
Yeah, and you know Paloma Estevez, who's in this room. She is Charlie. No, I'm sorry, not
I
Charlie.
You told us.
Yeah. Emilio Estevez's daughter. And we had her in because there's a segment that I created last year called Growing Up Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. A little bit of the inside. What is it like? You can't get any bigger than the Sheen family.
No, especially in the 80s and 90s.
Martin Sheen, her grandfather, you know, extremely big actor and advocate. Her father, Emilio. Her uncle, Charlie. You know, obviously... Big family. Certain problems have been obviously publicized and everything. But she told us some really nice stories of behind the scenes of what it is like, how things really are. And one of the things that she kind of exposed is how difficult the divorce was between her mother and her father.
It's all publicized.
You know, and that was extremely difficult and for her. And where she actually became a musician instead of an actor. Her actress, and that was because her mom and dad got her a drum set to go try this kind of a thing. But you talk to Paloma, and she is extremely well grounded. She knows who she is. She knows her famous family, but one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Again, that's when you go to it's the nurture aspect too. It depends on what values
and,
your parents are in.
And we've seen some child actors destroy their career.
Of course.
You know, whether it was Gary Coleman, you know, or Todd Bridges, or Dana Plato, you know.
River Phoenix.
Thank you, Phoenix. Yeah. I couldn't think of his first name, River Phoenix.
It's a little white girl. I forget her name. She had a mental breakdown. She was a Disney star, had a mental... Amanda Bynes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. God, she was so beautiful, too. Yeah. Now I'm like...
But again, it comes down... at that point, it does come down to nurture.
And the ones that we have to have, yeah, you have to have that. And the ones that we've talked to.
What happened to him? He just had to sue his parents and go through all that.
Yeah, he had to go through all that, yeah.
That was a little bit different, too, though. But, yeah, you're right. But we've, you know, like, I've interviewed Jill Whelan, who was on The Love Boat.
I got to get my water down.
Okay, that's fine. go get your water.
We're turning it into an ASMR show.
Larry has to go get his water.
You guys are assholes. We did hear you, bro.
He needs to take a sip.
And he's laughing as he's walking down the stairs. But anyway, but Jill Whelan, who was on The Love Boat, she played Captain Steubing's daughter for, I think, 11 seasons, I think, or something like that?
I don't know. I saw very little.
But, I mean, she grew up on television.
Uh-huh.
How hard is that to do, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, we asked her, how is it that you didn't get into drugs or this or that or whatever? You know, and she came down. It was her mom. Her mom kept her straight, you know. So again, it goes back to what you were saying, is that that nurturing. We talked to Aileen Quinn, who's a friend of mine.
I love Aileen.
Oh, okay. Oh, she played. They played recently too.
I was
we missed
about
it.
To say we gotta go see.
We gotta go see her.
Like a little swing.
Aileen Quinn is
swing
the actress
butt, swing
who.
Night. Let's rockabilly swing.
Yeah, Aileen Quinn is the actress who played the original Annie in the film version.
Oh, word.
So we're talking. You know, she got to work with Carol Burnett and Tim Curry and so forth. And same thing with her. We asked her, how was it that you didn't get involved with those things, you know? And for her, she said that it came down to A, coming back home. So again, the nurturing thing, but also her contract. Her contract basically said that she was supposed to do like 3 or 4 films. So it wasn't just the first Annie. There was supposed to be 2 more, 3 more after that, but they never developed. So she was stuck in this contract and couldn't do anything else.
Oh, wow. She was locked in.
So she goes, but by coming back home, it kept her away from Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So then finally when they said, okay, you're out of your contract, now she can go do other things and everything. She went, okay. And by that time, she was already, you know, a mid-teenager almost, you know. But yet she should have been doing these other films as Annie again, you know. So she kind of lucked out. So it depends. It depends. And I think if they feel there's this self-righteous type of thing, they definitely pass those on to their kids, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because other friends of mine, the Nelson brothers, Ricky Nelson's sons,
mm-hmm.
they got the most interesting stories that you will ever hear, these guys. And you got to realize, too, that they didn't grow up with their dad in the late 50s, early 60s, when their dad was, like, extremely huge, you know, and outdoing Elvis. But it was his second coming during the Stone Canyon Band. So we're talking the late 60s and where he reinvented himself. And for them, where they lived at the time was Errol Flynn's house.
Huh.
Up in, I think it was Errol Flynn. I could be wrong on that. But up in Hollywood, you know, Hollywood Hills. And the thing is, though, is that the people that lived around them, it was that was the norm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they had Uncle Bob come over all the time to talk to their dad, you know, a couple of times a week. And it was Uncle Bob with the crazy hair. They didn't realize it was Bob Dylan, you know. And then Uncle George, the neighbor, Uncle George would come over at least 2 to 3 times a week and have breakfast with them. They didn't realize it was George Harrison of the Beatles.
Oh, wow.
You know.
It's again, some people's normal is extraordinary to other people, but mm-hmm. it does come down to the basic foundation. You have to have that person who, or someone in your camp who does let you know, all right, man, look, this is how your life is, but there is another world, and mm-hmm. this is the real world, and to keep you grounded and let you know how lucky you are to have what you have, because
yeah.
it doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Like where I come from, is rough, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
we took my brother's daughter to where I come from, so she could see where I come from. And where my brothers are right now, like, my nieces have never had to worry about anything. They bought my niece her first house. They bought her first car. Like, they've never had to worry about anything like that.
Money are they currently adopting? Because
no.
I'm damn it.
Money will never be an issue for them, but
because I'm a minority.
Where we came from, like, my town is separated by railroad tracks.
Yeah.
Come 6 o'clock at night, don't have your black ass on the other side of the tracks.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we come from the other spectrum. So taking her there, let her know, oh, shit, I'm really lucky because I could have, you know what I'm saying? Like, so then you have to have some type of base to know
you
gotta how
put that
blessed
perspective,
you are, man.
Perspective and empathy. It's you have to like, yeah, the kids need to see. It's just they're not the center. They're not the fucking nucleus.
No one gives. It's not about
no,
you.
No, they yeah.
And that don't come down to celebrity or not. Normal people need that too.
Yeah, everybody needs to know that shit. Like, no one gives
that's
a fuck.
That's a Homo sapien thing. It needs to be put into everybody.
Yeah, you need to understand.
And I'll tell you guys this too. Being an only child, there is the only child syndrome. So you 100%. Think it's about?
I know a lot of people like that.
I know a lot of people. I know a lot of first generation stabilitors. Mm-hmm. Where this is the first generation that's stable, so they just give the kid everything.
Oh,
and
that's right.
You know, and I've seen that happen too, where you give the kid everything and it's the wrong thing because you think it's love. It's not love. Yeah. And I've seen it happen with an aunt of mine, a high school friend of my mom's. Now, fortunately, they had their own daughter, but they also adopted a brother and a sister. Mm-hmm. But they gave them everything. And that's not how you raise a child, you know. I mean, they gave them horses. They wanted ATVs. They got an ATV. They bought. They made a pool in the backyard for them.
When you come from nothing and then you have something and you have children, you want to give your child everything.
You got to still teach them to earn.
But
it.
You still have to teach.
You want them to earn that.
Yeah, but some
it.
People are going to be like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna give my child
everything I want."
Yeah, and that's when shit goes down.
Yeah, and there's certain celebrities that I see how they raise their children, and because they remember where they came from, even though they have everything. And so forth, but they're raising their kids the same way that they were raised.
Hey, man, I'm going to be like Bill Cosby on the Cosby Show. No, I'm rich. You're broke.
Not.
Like, you have no money. Like, you are you are unemployed. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man, I'm not. Like, I will not buy my kids their first house. I will not do it.
Oh, no.
You will buy your first house.
I will help them.
You will buy your first. I will give you a nest egg, and I will teach you how to grow some stuff. And, of course, I'm going to leave my kids some, but am I going to go out there and make it? Like, nah, man, like, you're going to, I want you to put the work in and buy your own first car. Like, I think you will appreciate it, because if I come across with a $70,000 whip off top.
No, not a brand new car. No, not a brand new car. Heck no. But I do believe in setting them up so they don't have to worry about those things coming out, because that's what causes debt and stress when you're trying to figure it out early on. So if you have, say, for instance, the car, you got to teach them how to use a car. Get a used car.
Yeah.
And now they learn how to use a car.
And so evaluate it.
You're going to work your ass off around my house for that used car.
Or have good grades and be doing something.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I feel you.
And that's what we did, because, I mean, my parents collected their money with my grandparents, and I had one of those quote-unquote rich uncles who loved me and helped out. Everybody put in a third, and they helped buy me my first car, on my own. It was put under my name and everything. My parents paid for the insurance or whatever, but I still had to put gas in it. I still had to maintain it, all those other expenses.
Oil.
Yeah, exactly.
Oil changes,
What's that?
So
tires.
So because of that experience, I'm doing the same thing with Roman.
Yeah.
You know, we got him his first car. You know, it's bought, it's paid for. He just passed his driver's test recently, so thank God for that.
Yay.
So, yeah, so now he's driving the streets.
So watch out, y'all.
So if you
let me know when he rolls.
I'm sure he's incredibly cautious.
Yes.
Sometimes extremely cautious.
I know, too, I know. So. You're like, God damn it, just drive.
Get out the way, old lady.
Oh, it's rolling. It says stop. But not for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, man, I'm just making sure.
That's exactly what he'll say.
Sure.
And I tease him, but he's really good. But I told him, I said, as soon as we get your car, you're getting a job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have to work, man. No,
you know, you're going to be maintaining this from this point on of this vehicle. He knows that.
Like, I will help my children, like, when you're in school and you're doing some, you're progressing, like, stuff like that, yeah, of course, I have no problem helping.
Yeah.
But as far as giving you a cushion life to where, no, you don't have to work, no, you're going to get your black ass out there and get something going.
Yeah.
Because you will, like, if I had to get it out the mud, no, you ain't going to have to get it out the mud like we got it out the mud.
But literally.
You will have to get out there and work for it, because unless you
You're going to feel some dirt.
Yeah, man, like, ain't going to be mud, but you're going to get dirty. dirty, because unless you get dirty, you really don't appreciate it.
And you don't really learn either.
No, you really don't learn.
Unless,
man,
they
like,
got the, unless they're full scholar, then it's like, hey, well, what you need?
Yeah, keep on going. I help you. I feel you. I help you.
Where you moving? All right, let's find you a spot.
You're making how much? $150,000? Yeah. You're going to help daddy out now, right?
Yeah, right.
Hey, daddy need to borrow $20,000. Oh, you got a raise. Hey, I got this electric bill. You know what I'm saying? But it's oh, that's why when I have kids, yeah, like, I'm going.
Hopefully not.
Wow, dude, really?
Yeah, I had to throw one in. It's been so long. Y'all can't give me.
No. Yeah, okay,
it's been a minute, y'all.
I can't believe you don't.
Sure,
have
I've got four.
You know, it's not by design.
Legitimately.
I understand.
But when I do have them, like, I'm looking for a town, 8,000 people at the max. I
don't want. Oh, wow. You're really playing it.
What the hell?
Because I don't. Okay, I grew up. The nearest McDonald's when I grew up, 35 minutes one way. I'm in the country, right? I had a good neighborhood because I knew all of my neighbors.
Arkansas.
When you have a big ass, fuck you. When you have a big ass, but when you have like 100, 200,000 people, yo, it's really hard to find a neighborhood. Like, even when you live in an area like this, you probably don't even know your fucking neighbors, because people out here tend to don't, like, they know their friends, but they're not really neighborly unless you've been there for a while. When you get a town with like 8,000-9,000 people, yeah, everyone pretty
Where
much knows
find
everyone.
A town?
Suburbs, bro. Suburbs, man.
Yeah. Suburbs.
Like, right, like,
oh, so he talking about, I'm going 1,000.
I agree with Larry to a point.
Yeah, because I want like when I have my children, I want to be able to restrict certain things. I want them to know, like, I don't want their classmates
like
to just be faces. And I want them to know, like, okay, you know your friends. You know your classmates. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, to me personally, I've come from very, very small, and I've been to very big places like this. And when you grow up in smaller areas like that, it gives you a different appreciation.
It does.
For big
it
stuff.
Does.
It gives you a better appreciation for stuff, because you know what it is to not be able to walk outside and access anything you want.
That's I think true. You're gonna you know have to go to Alaska or Canada.
Well, no. Like, there are places outside of L.A. Like, you can find, like, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. 10, 12,000. Oh, yeah. There are places, like, an hour, 2 hours away where you can find what you need to find.
That's
now,
true,
in
though.
Little bitty towns like that, you have everything you need. But it's just that if I want to go somewhere else, I can't.
I was watching The Sandlot with my son.
I'm afraid those areas
like, yes,
are going to
what I want.
Be heavily, they're going to be heavily Trump voters, I'm afraid.
I like smaller, man. I don't need, like, I like this, but when it comes to my family, I don't need this.
Why does this fit so perfectly?
It does, right? But I don't need all that, yo. Like, I don't want all that. Like, I want my kids to have a normal-ass childhood. I don't need stuff like that.
Well, no.
Come to the country. We'll leave the light on for you.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't want to talk no more.
Hey, listen,
no, I'm
from Ohio. I get you.
Yeah,
I just made me personally,
with my family, I prefer smaller, man. Like, I don't need all this shit. Like, I don't need all the outside influences. I don't need all the extra bullshit. Let me have everything centrally we need, and then we can drive or go somewhere else if I want to do something bigger, cool. But nah, man, my kids got everything they need. Like, we ain't going to grow up in a 20,000 square foot home. Nah, like, fuck all that. You don't need no big ass house like that. Like, that's
my next question is, does your wife down for this?
She will be.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this is
she don't have a choice. Like, that's what we doing. Like, for real. Like, yo, she gonna be on my level. Like, if she gonna trust me to provide for my family and take care, then yo, follow my lead. Grab my coattails.
Let's go.
Just shut up. Come on.
1950s thing at?
I know.
No, but if you gonna trust me, you gonna trust me. If I'm a lead, I'm a lead. So, you know, follow in. Let's roll.
This is fun.
And this has been Raising Kids with Larry.
Hey, man, I did go off on a tangent, my bad.
No, it's cool. But, you know, to a degree, I do agree with you with certain things, but times have changed so much. Because I remember growing up with my mom and dad, my parents were the young kids with the child. You know, everybody else was much older. Their kids were already up and out. I mean, they were like either high school and leaving or college and leaving, kind of a thing. So it was a very lonely street for me. But now my mom is the older woman. Mm-hmm. Now you've got these younger neighbors there with their kids who are either teenagers or young adults or the new ones that are just across the street with the baby now, kind of a thing. So, and it's a little bit different because you're right. Everybody kind of knew everybody on the block within, let's say, five houses or so, kind of
yeah,
a thing.
Yeah, it's a neighborhood. It's a true neighborhood.
You know, yeah. I mean, real good example, where the way my parents' house sits, when you turn onto their street, they're the first driveway, but there's the corner house first. So that neighbor, Bob and Dottie, Bob worked for Whittier Lumber, and he built his own home at one point. So when my parents were doing their room addition to the house, it took us 20 years, but we got it done, Bob was the one who helped us. He helped us with the grading of the land and everything. Helped us with the foundation. He helped frame the house itself, you know. What neighbor does that?
A good neighbor.
Again, you
State
only... It's only areas like that. It's not really, like really big areas. They're small... Because you have to feel like a community. You have to feel like you're invested in the area. Yeah.
And that is kind of missed. I think it has... Mm-hmm. The decades have gone on.
Bro, I knew, you know, we got a homeboy who went to theater school with us named Keith. Keith is from Texas. Now, down south, Southern hospitality is engraved in you. He's just born that way, right? So when he moved into his new apartment out here, he said, okay, I'm going to introduce myself to my neighbors. Made him a big-ass plate of homemade chocolate chip cookies, wrapped it up in cellophane, knocked on the neighbor's door, said, hey, I'm your new neighbor. My name is Keith. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to introduce myself. I made you some cookies. They looked at him. Looked at the cookies. I don't want them cookies, man. You take care. Close the door. End the conversation.
That sounds about right.
That's Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's big city type living. Because big city type living, they know the people they work with. That's their social circle. Don't really need to make new friends.
Plus,
they
you don't know what's in them cookies.
Exactly. That's how, because people are untrusting in the big city.
If you knew Keith, you're probably questioning them cookies.
There might be some weed in it. But Keith was cool. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, the neighbors were right.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. But I'm just saying, like,
especially if he had his hair down, looking up.
He looked weird with his hair down a little bit.
He's very, but
he's white. He's a crook. But I'm just saying, man. Like, I just. With me personally, when I already know, like, once we get this first season out, we get the first season of the show, maybe one or two movies. After we get them out, I'm out of here. I'll come back for work, but at that point, I'm gonna go find me a little corner of the woods.
So that means you'll do the podcast from remote then.
I'm gonna do Chappelle. No, I'll come in and I'll be here and do that, but I'm gonna be like Chappelle. I'm gonna give me a ranch in the middle of nowhere, and I'm gonna have everything I need right
Ohio.
Now.
Ohio.
Bakersfield ain't that far.
No, I'll go back to Arkansas. I'll find me a little spot in Arkansas, because that's where I'm from. I'm cool, man.
All right, guys. Jeez. Well, there you go. Once again.
That was fun. Blue Ivy.
Tourism for Arkansas just went up 3%.
It will be. You can lie and tell people you've been to Arkansas. They'll believe you. You've been to Arkansas? Yeah. What part? The southern part. Oh, me too.
I grew up there.
I love Arkansas, man. But it is, you know what? The fucked up thing is, whenever I tell people I'm from Arkansas, they react like I'm from a third world country. I'm from Arkansas.
Oh, really?
It's a third world city.
My city is like a third world city.
It's a third world state is what it is.
Oh, boy.
It's crazy, man. Like, it's a different world, bro.
Because you got Kansas and Arkansas.
Bro, you get...
Hey, Little Rock is fun. There's some good spots, some fun restaurants.
Little Rock is rough.
All right. You know what, guys? We need to do some trending, so let's do that.
Arkansas is trending right now.
Speaking of the Grammys, yes, people cannot get enough of that Tracy Chapman performance with Luke Combs. Did you guys see that?
Oh, God, that was so good.
Tracy Chapman performed Fast Car with Luke Combs. It was... My girlfriend was, we had the goosebumps and tears in our eyes. And
I love
we just
Tracy
sang
Chapman,
it.
Oh. I like Tracy Chapman.
Oh, that's a lesbian anthem right there that, you know. You got fast car.
Well, I don't like her for that reason, but I feel you.
Oh, okay. Okay, whatever. Anyway, the song's original singer-songwriter, Tracy Chapman, and Luke Combs, whose country cover earned a Grammy nomination, teamed up for a moving performance in the opening half of the Grammys. And since that emotional moment, people have been streaming Chapman's music Spotify, all the different platforms.
Of course.
And it is now in like the top 10, and it's gonna be number one again. It was number one in 1998, and now it's gonna probably be at the top of the charts again. So that's pretty awesome.
Hey, that's how you do it.
She deserves it.
Sean's scrolling for something real quick. Okay, I'm gonna keep going here. One more. Burger King will pay $1 million to a fan. You have to be a fan of Burger King to get it. No, I'm kidding. Burger King is crowdsourcing its next million-dollar idea. The fast food chain announced a million-dollar Whopper contest, which asks fans to submit the ingredients and their ideal Whopper for the chance to win $1 million. That'll help you move out to the country. If you got that, that'll help you move up to the country. $1 million for a good Whopper idea.
I eat a Whopper.
The flame-grilled Whopper currently offers more than 200,000 possible customized combinations. What? But if you wanted to top the flavorful. Sorry, that's a tough word to say. Burger with savory sensations or sweet, sour, showstoppers, anything like that. Go to their website. Check it out. And listen, I gave you this tip, so if you win, give me some of that money.
You feel me?
This is like a finder's fee right now. So, yeah. Visit. Finder's fee right here.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what else we got. Oh, one more food thing, because this is making me hungry right now.
For real.
P.F. Chang's is giving away free dumplings. P.F. Chang's is bringing the love and of tasty treats to the brokenhearted this Valentine's. The restaurant announced that it will be offering free dumplings for anyone who recently been dumped. Ahead of Valentine's Day, those who find themselves newly single, dumped, can bring some joy into their lives by eating calories, by getting the 6-count of shrimp or pork dumplings in the restaurant or via delivery. P.F. Chang's wants to treat its fans who are in need of some heartbreak comfort food. So you can text. What do you think about that? You gonna do that? No, no.
Free dumpling. How do you prove you've been dumped? You just say.
I don't know.
You just say it.
It says right here.
I've been dumped, PF.
It says you can text Chang's dumplings.
All right, I'm gonna text
to 855. You ready?
Hold on.
Okay, hang on. Tell me when to go.
855.
Are you doing it right now?
Yeah, I'm going.
697.
697.
6181.
6181.
And you have to put in all together, one word. Chang's dumplings.
Chang's
dumplings.
Dumplings.
All right, and then what does he ask to do?
Along with their break. Oh, you have to give a breakup story. Just send a screenshot.
Oh,
of your,
we need a breakup story.
Just send a screenshot.
I'm done.
I walked in on her.
I walked in. Hold on, I'm doing what?
Oh,
eating P.F. Chang's, yeah. Another dude.
Eating P.F. Chang's.
I just brought in a fresh batch of P.F. Chang's dumplings. So this is going to be our special day.
You know, it also says you can send a screenshot of a text exchange. Or, and I'm like, okay, somebody, you guys could come up with something real good for that. Like, come up with something like a text exchange and screenshot that, send it into them.
Make so you and your gal can just, like, pretend, you know?
Yeah.
And then take a picture of it, send it to P.F. Chang's.
Really, I'm going
to
really say something, so she dumped me. And it's gonna
be <'Cause> oh, my God.
I'm hungry.
Look, babe, it was just temporary. Yeah. I got the free food. We're good.
Oh, my God.
We're good.
I ate it all at the show, but, you know.
Go find a random girl,
make
take a
break
picture.
Up and then call her immediately. Hey, thank you for sending me that. I appreciate you. You want half of this?
Please, baby.
You want half of this 16-ounce fried rice?
All right, what else we got, Amber?
Let's see. Oh. Well, I'm trying to decide if I'm going to do the deaths or the Coca-Cola. Let's do the deaths first.
Okay.
Music has taken a big hit this week. First off, the death of Wayne Kramer, a founder and guitarist of the incendiary Detroit band MC5. I don't know I know MC5.
Yeah,
furious musical salvos against all things establishment made them a house band of sorts for the radical left in the 1960s and 70s. I can't think of one of their hits. I can't think of one. But Wayne Kramer, you will be missed. Maybe we'll have to play something in my head.
What band again?
MC5. MC5.
A rock band, yeah.
Punk rock Detroit leftist band. Next, shock. This was a huge shock to everybody. Toby Keith passed away. He had a long fight with stomach cancer.
I was going to say, that wasn't a shock. He got stomach cancer.
Yeah,
you're going to pass at some point.
Well, I mean, we hadn't heard anything for a while. So, yeah, I just...
No, he's been in the news.
Oh, wow. I had not. It was a shock to me.
Toby Keith.
There you go. Keith continued to record and perform through his illness, appearing live over three nights in Las Vegas in December. Visibly thin, but his voice was great. He sang many of his 32 number one hits and 42 top 10 hits.
Yeah.
Did you want to say something about Toby Keith?
I was going to say, no, yeah, because I had to call a buddy of mine regarding him, Ken Clark, who's a stuntman, and he was friends with Toby because he was in a couple of Toby's videos, especially the one where As Good As I Once Was. So he was in that bar fight scene, and I don't know if he helped choreograph it or not, but I know he was in it, though.
When I was military, every deployment I was on and every base overseas, whenever that fucking American song by Toby Keith came on, they tore the fucking house down every time it came on. That one and Good As I Once, like whatever Toby, because the military, like he
was all about
love
the troops.
To the military,
yeah.
And the troops loved him. So when I was in Korea, when I was in the Middle East, whenever he came on, it was a fucking son, like,
Wow.
And he was a great guy. Great guy.
Stand up dude.
And a great guitar from Takamine, by the way. Just plug.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Because I play Takamine.
A little plug for Takamine.
Yeah.
Also, Henry Fombra. Do we know who that is?
Yes.
Last surviving original member of the hit-making R&B vocal group, The Spinners.
Oh.
Passed away on Wednesday in his home in Herndon, Virginia. He was 85.
Lucky man.
Yeah,
lived
absolutely.
A good life.
Yes,
his death
did.
Was announced by a spokesperson of the group, Tanisha Jackson. She did not specify the cause of death. 85, he sounds like he had a good life.
Yeah.
Mr. Fombra died less than a year after he announced his retirement. Wow. That's quite a long career. And just a few months, I think, I remember hearing them play. They'd play like some concerts and oldie shows and things like that. The Spinners, So, classic 1970s duo, The Spinners, and he will be missed as well.
I think they were also inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just recently, too, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, but there's actually, I think, five of them?
Mm-hmm.
Not two.
Let's see. Oh, yes, there are. Let's see. We got a little small list here. We got Fombra, Billy Henderson, Purvis Jackson, Bobby Smith, Felipe Wynn, John Edwards. Okay. And they were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So. It kind of makes me kind of sad, too, because I think one of the next ones, whatever, I really worry about is The Temptations. I think there's only. Oh. I think Otis is the only one left right now. All of them are all gone.
You know who I'm worried about? It's going to be a big moment. Smokey.
Oh, dude.
Because you see, he was just performing at the Grill Awards, and he looked good, sounded good. Steel.
He looks great.
And I got to see him live.
Yeah, it's going to be like,
the
man.
The brothers, too. They in that boat.
For sure. That's going to be a moment. Yeah. Bro. Yeah. Let's give them their flowers now. Let's give them their flowers now.
Because it's going to be ugly when they...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Shout out.
And you got to remember, too. I mean, Smokey was at the beginning of Hitsville.
He put so many people on.
Yeah, before
that's
he put his
up. That's going to be a big moment.
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't want to think about
that. He's such a beautiful man. That face is just... He just looks ageless.
Smokey, baby.
His face.
Smokey.
Well, you kind of got his eyes.
Damn, don't do that to him.
He does.
He wishes.
Smokey has these grayish eyes that are nice.
I ain't get my compliment. You can't take away my compliment. I get one.
Oh, yeah. We ain't getting you one yet. I thought we said
no. You took all my shit away.
He
so
said about your voice earlier. Oh, yeah.
That wasn't no compliment.
If you guys could just see what BW like, this little.
Look at one. Goddamn. Let me have one. I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, because I think you have very beautiful eyes.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
See?
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to sit here and watch this.
Watch what?
The chemistry.
I got nothing to add.
The fuck is going on here?
So I was looking at me like, go ahead. I'm like, nope, I'm not.
Thank you. Shit.
And that's what's trending, guys. There you go.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God, boy, this show is way off. Wow. Love it. Just love it. Love it.
That was the best.
Oh my God.
We ain't get to nothing. We still on what's trending.
We ain't get the shit we had.
It's 11
man.
O'clock.
We ain't even halfway through the show. We had you. Oh shit.
Oh,
I just thought about that. Like, we ain't even halfway through the show yet, and we only got 30 minutes left.
Oh my
See, this
God.
What happens when intern Chris isn't here.
Yeah. When he ain't here to wrangle everybody, shit go downhill, man.
Oh, that's shit.
Oh,
my
God.
Yeah.
It's a free for all.
It's lyric. It's children's it's rant
fault.
Over here.
It's my fault.
Big
small
blippy over here.
Big blippy.
Blimpy. Wow.
What the
fuck is that?
Jeez.
The fuck is big blimpy?
Okay. First of all, look at lyric.
Oh, my face hurts.
And look at me. Who's more blimpy?
He said the wrong word. He didn't mean to say blimpy.
Blippy, the children's
blimpy.
Character.
Oh,
yeah, the one that's raising the kids.
What? Oh, he turned blippy. Is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah.
He turned blippy.
Yeah, he's going out. The kids need to be.
Wait. Damn, that's an instinctual reaction. Yeah. Just fuck you, man. I ain't even thinking about it.
It's like a Miss. He's like a Miss Rachel or something, you know.
Okay, like for a moment there, I was talking about the guy from Popeye. Like I buy you two hamburgers for a hamburger today or something, whatever.
Blippi is this little kid. Like, he's an adult. He's a grown adult,
yeah,
but he acts like a little childlike thing, nerdy thing with a button-up shirt and suspenders and his little hat, a little thing. Oh, I'm Blippi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not
thank
great.
Thank you, Amber.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Don't do that again.
But that's exactly what he does.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We could do it.
Jesus. Guys, I'm so sorry about today's show. I don't know where
yeah,
it went.
Yeah, this shit just went way off the rails. My bad, y'all.
It is going in 90-degree angles in every different way for that
my
moment.
My bad,
right
y'all.
Now. So, all right. What do we want to try to do? Because we got Valentine's Day coming up.
Is it?
Wow. So what we're going to try and do is give our old producer, Casey, a call because I always love doing these with her.
We need some kind of order. Thank you.
So, some kind of order for this show.
Yeah, it's way off the rails right now. Man.
All right. Thank you. Hopefully she's home. Hopefully she'll pick up.
Hello?
Hi, baby. How are you?
Doing very well. How are you?
Good. You are on the air. How you been?
Oh, lovely. Doing very well. So, interestingly enough, I have a friend that I was on a softball team in high school.
Uh-huh.
She was there for 1 year, went out to Utah. I'm out here now, and they are holding their son's wrestling tournament state championships in my little farm town out here. So they drove down here. So I went to my first wrestling tournament yesterday for like kids, and it was really intense. By the end of it, Sean, I was screaming at 4-year-olds on the mat.
It's fucked up.
Pin the bitch! Pin the bitch!
To crush another 4-year-old soul.
You know what? You're going to make a great mom.
I don't love this episode.
I was like, he's broken. Finish him now.
Finish him.
Oh, that's too good. That is too good.
And they're all crying when they get off the mat. They're like crying mid-session. And the parents on the sidelines, like, they're worse than like UFC coaches.
Destroy that preschooler. That's not true.
Finish him.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Sweep the leg. Sweep the leg. Oh, my gosh. Well, sweetie, I'm glad you are doing well. You know, but we wanted to call you because I know how much you love these. Okay. So we have the best. We have pickup lines for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yay.
You sound really excited. You sound really excited.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, okay, we got a Rochambeau real quick. Rock, paper, scissors on who goes first, whether Lyric, myself, or BW.
I'm out. Y'all battle.
Really? Y'all battle. You're not going to do it?
No, y'all battle.
Okay, ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Damn it.
Oh, he got you. Lyric got it.
What do you mean he cheated?
He didn't put the last three down. He kind of floated through.
He did rock. That looked pretty fair to me.
Yeah.
Plus,
we
I really.
Yeah, we can do it again. Fuck him.
No,
we can do it again.
No, listen, I really want to hear Lyric's voice do this.
I fucked that up. Do it again. I fucked that one up. Do it again.
One, two, three.
Oh, my God. There
you go. All right, come on. There we go.
That was legit right there. That
Casey, if you were here, you would be loving this right now.
Good
you
started rock, the top.
Paper, I'm like, this is the closest thing I've had to men fighting over me ever.
Are we starting at the top?
Honey, I will fight for you anytime you want. You know that. All right, yeah, we're starting at the top. So we need some good music here, though.
Oh, so. Yeah, there we go.
How you doing, Casey?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear that voice right there. Do it.
So, Casey, do you have a sunburn or are you always this hot?
Ooh. I know. Keep coming, boys. That's 34 degrees out here.
Hey, Casey.
Oh.
Hey, Casey, I want you to pay close attention to the first three words of this sentence. That, yeah.
Yeah, it went right over.
No, I was waiting.
You got to say it again. You got to say, I want you.
Casey,
uh-huh.
I want you to pay close attention to the first three words of this sentence.
Oh, okay. It took a second there. I had to read it.
Yeah.
See,
Jay, you gotta,
that's a thinking man's pickup line.
You can't be blind. You can't be blind with that one.
See, you got to think about that one.
That was. I had to look over the paper and read it. I was like, wait a minute.
If she can't catch that one, I can't talk to her.
That's some West Wing shit.
Yeah, that's the West Wing. Yeah. Put your thinking cap on, baby. Put your thinking cap on.
All right, here we go. Lyrics up next.
All right. Do you know what the Little Mermaid and I have in common, Casey? We both.
No, what?
We both want to be a part of your world.
Oh.
Hey, Casey.
Oh yes.
I got the other voice. I can't do it. Okay. Hey, Casey. You like.
You can't laugh, baby. You can't answer laughing.
She's like, yeah, she giggling. He's working. You can't keep working her. Keep working her.
You look like you. You look like you know how to have a good time. Been on any fun adventures lately?
Ooh.
Hey, Casey.
He got money. What's it? Talk to him, Casey. I'm wingmaning over here. Go for it, Casey.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what is it like to be the most gorgeous person in this room, Casey?
Woof. That's what it is. Woof.
Don't fall for it if it's just you two.
I gotta tell you, I'm in the car with my dog right now, so it's not a stiff competition, I don't think.
Hey, Casey. Hey, Casey.
Ooh, yes, John.
Will you send me a selfie so I can show Santa what I want for Christmas this year?
Nice. That was nice. That was, the dog said, "Rrr." Yeah.
Hey,
oh, this is a good one, too.
Hey, do you know what you would look beautiful in, Casey?
Oh, yes. Please tell me.
My arms.
Oh.
Oh. Hey, Casey.
Yes, Sean.
I'm writing it. See, I love it when she says, yes, Sean. I love that. I don't know. Puts me in the mood, too. I'm writing a term paper on finer things in life, and I was wondering if I could interview you.
She's thinking.
Oh,
about
yeah?
It. She's thinking.
I'm thinking about it.
She said you got to schedule a time. You know.
Look at my schedule.
Hey, that's Skidooly to you.
Skidooly.
All right, I want you to listen here, Casey. You hear me?
I'm hearing you.
I want our love to be like the number pi, irrational and never ending.
Oh.
Yeah, I did like that one.
That was good.
That was cool.
That one would work.
He's driving up to Utah. Hey, Casey.
Oh, yes, son.
You must be a magician because anytime I look at you, everyone else disappears.
Oh, I like that too.
That's pretty good. Let's mark those. The never pie one. It disappears.
Round it out.
BW's writing down.
Okay. If you guys are listening to the show right now, this is the why we do it with Casey, because the ones that really work with her, you know they're going to work. Exactly. Hey,
now, I may not be a photographer, but I can totally picture us together.
Oh,
it's kind of corny.
That is kind of corny.
I'm putting a corn by
that's
it.
That's like a high schooler type shit.
Corn by it.
Gonna draw.
Oh man, I got
corn.
This one. Okay, all right.
Oh okay. Yeah.
I got the cheesy. Okay. Hey, Casey.
Oh yeah, Sean.
Want a raisin? No? Well, how about a date?
Oh.
Can I get an orange instead?
Hey, you said you were going to read these. Shut up.
All right. This is horrible. Right, it is bad, but let me see. All right. Are you my appendix? Because I have a funny feeling in my stomach that makes me think I should take you out.
Whoa.
Oh. Damn, that's a...
That
seems like it work in the doc in the medical profession. Yeah. Like I'm a doctor, I say that shit because you know it's
so
corny.
If you're a slutty nurse, this will work.
You know it's corny, but I'm trying to fuck. So, yeah, it's so, corny, but I just won't say it.
You're a slutty nurse and you do dancing on the side just to get you through medical school.
Or you're a horny patient. Right. Yeah. You're the patient. You know, hot nurse.
That would be good as a patient laying down and you.
Or y'all both walking out the clinic. All right.
All right, here's my last one. Hey, Casey.
Ooh. Yes, Sean.
Your eyes are like IKEA. I'm totally lost in them.
Or they're broken very easily.
They don't really work. They don't really work too good.
I'm missing a couple of screws.
Oh, God.
And by the way, what's this tool for?
All right, this is the last one, baby. This is the last one. Oh, this is actually a good one. Now, look here, baby. Look here. My buddies bet me that I wouldn't be able to start a conversation with the most beautiful person here, so... How should we spend their money?
Mm. Oh.
I'm going to have to take that one.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
going
to take
good.
That one. I'm gonna have to,
that could work in many different variations, too.
Good,
the bet, you
good.
Know. Hey, they bet
most
me.
Certainly can.
Yeah, I'm going to have to use that
I'm
one.
I put a plus on that one. Five star.
Spending other people's money. Love that
confidence. That is actually pretty
cool. You brought up money in the same sentence, spending it on her. Yeah, that one could work all the way around.
That's a really good
five stars.
That has the trifecta in it. That right there has all of it.
So there you go, guys. Trifecta, I like that. So there you go, guys. Yeah. Pickup lines for Valentine's Day. If you haven't found one yet, those are ones that are going to work. Remember, rewind this episode so you can really listen to what Casey responded to, and that way you guys can use those.
I marked
so.
Them if you need it. Just
I don't even need to see that shit anymore out here.
I got them by rates.
I got like.
So the fuck do? You actually do.
Go ahead, Casey.
This afternoon, I'm going back to the wrestling tournament for their older son. He's probably like 12 or 13 or something like that.
Okay.
And apparently, they get pretty intense. So I will definitely have to give you guys another update on the extremities that I end up screaming at these children.
Oh, absolutely, sweetheart.
On the mats about how much they can destroy each other. We're rooting for Braxton. So, Braxton.
Go, Braxton.
Camp here in Utah. Go, Braxton.
Go, Braxton. All right.
Go ahead, Braxton.
Oh, my gosh. And overall, things are going well?
Yes, they really are. We're actually going to be moving forward with the production studio at the Dental Foundation here in Utah. So, we start the 16th. We'll do our first live Zoom session in the studio that I designed there.
Okay.
And then... We will do the rest of production for the courses that they're doing online in the studio. And then we start discussing podcast topics, probably come mid-year.
Okay. Sounds good.
We're very excited. It's going to be a good one.
Good.
We're going to be bringing a lot of stuff together, too, about, like, dentistry from, like, the professional side of things, but then we're also going to try and break it down so that people at home can get, like, a better understanding.
These are your teeth.
Take care of your teeth. Yes, everybody's got teeth, and we all have to take care of them. And the implants are not anywhere near as good, I'm finding out. I am also very scared about all of the dental work I've had done in the past because I have no clue what they had done to my mouth.
Oh, no.
And now I'm in a scenario where I actually understand, like, what the differences in materials mean.
And not only that, now you can get it fixed properly.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Good clientele, but no dental insurance. They're not really a big fan.
What?
Wait a minute. You're working for a dental facility that has a podcast, but yet they don't have dental for your insurance?
That's right. My insurance is fantastic.
One of these things is not like the other. Just saying.
So check this out. I'll let you guys know. The big debate is that the insurance companies are trying to dictate what procedures you actually need. They are no longer taking the medical recommendations from the dentists, who are doctors. They are just like they do now in kind of the regular medical field, where, like, the doctor will be like, you need a CAT scan, and your insurance will be like, you don't really need that.
You just go blind.
Yeah, that's right. So the dentists out here are really trying to push, like, health savings accounts and people being, on top of it with saving money off to the side for medical expenses and things of that nature, because these companies, more health facilities, more dental facilities, they're all willing to give major discounts, 15% usually, wow, when you're coming in with cash payment as opposed
really?
To filing for your insurance.
Oh.
Wow.
So just screw the insurance, have a health savings account. That's pretty
smart. Right.
Yeah. And you know what?
Health savings accounts are also pre-tax. So whatever your income is, it comes off the top, and it's less taxes then.
Nice. Oh, wow. So we learned something new here.
Yeah.
I love that.
I know. If anyone wants any other helplines on tips about teeth, let me know. We can bring it on.
So tips on teeth and pickup lines for Casey, those are the two biggest ones.
Biggest ones.
Yeah, I said
dig it.
Teeth, though, not teeth.
Oh. Well, I'll include those two. I'll include all three. All right,
thank you so much for giving me the call, gentlemen. Those warmed up my heart. I won't even need my jacket today.
Well, sweetheart, you know how much I miss you and love you and wish you were still here, but I'm so proud of you and the things that you accomplished over there in Utah. And just FYI,
thank you guys.
Lyric finally got us a really cool skit to work on for promotion. So as soon as we get that done, I'll send it over to you, baby.
Indeed, indeed.
Please do. I'll share it everywhere I can.
All right, sweetheart. You take care of yourself, all right?
Oh, I for sure will. I'm going to extra take care of myself today now that I got that in my mind.
Oh,
now
boy.
You just put something in my mind.
Happy Valentine's.
Thank you.
Send us a message via X or no.
Oh, I miss you, sweetheart. I wish you were here. I can do this.
I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Give me a call anytime.
Okay, baby. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
That's when her phone will be going. What's that? Nothing. I'm calling.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm fine.
There you go. You made me have to think to stop the recording for a brief moment.
Did you hear that?
Oh, wow. I did on accident.
Oh, no.
That's okay. I can edit it. They'll never know.
No, they ain't gonna be able to tell.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, speaking of Valentine's Day, we got those pickup lines and everything else too. But we've also got, I think, was it some of the best gifts for 2024, and a little bit unique on these. Some of these too. So
Valentine's 2024.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Oh, I need
who's
some
got,
tips.
Who's
on
got that? Things? I forgot who's got that.
Me.
Lyric
got it. No, okay. BW got it.
Oh, BW got it. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. So let's see here. Let me pull up some cool music.
Hey, everybody. Valentine's coming out, folks.
I'm sorry.
2024.
Hey, everybody.
There's a Kermitty Frog. Yes.
Hickory Farms Valentine's Day Carinae and Snack Collection. Take all the hard work out of planning a romantic Valentine's Day date night with this gift box, which comes with all the essentials, salami, Gouda, and mustard for the charcuterie board, along with a bottle of wine and chocolates to boot.
For the what board?
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Yes. For $60, that's a good deal.
And who's it from? Because we were
that
laughing.
Is Hickory Farms.
Oh, Hickory Farms.
Day.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
All right, cool.
Hickory.
Or you can get a Harry and David Break a Heart gift.
What,
the milk
David?
Harry and David.
Okay.
Harry and David.
Chocolate company, I think.
Break a Heart gift. Yes. The milk and dark chocolate hearts are filled with chocolate chips and candies that you can munch on while watching a romantic movie on the couch. Wooden hammer included.
Wooden hammer.
Oh, wow.
For only $55.
Fancy. To crack the nuts. Crack some
yes,
nuts.
Ooh, crack whatever. Hurt. Or if she doesn't say yes, you oh! have the wooden hammer. DSS Games, the couple's game that actually is fun. This top-rated game is perfect for partners who love diving into their couplehood a little bit more. And with 150 questions, there are enough cards for multiple sessions. Paired with a bottle of wine for a sweet date night in. Only $13.
That's not bad at all.
Huh. Why are you talking like that?
It's like dirty
That's
dice.
Your announcer voice?
This is my QVC.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah. I can do
QVC voice. He's selling it.
Apple AirTags 4-pack. We all have that person in our lives who are on their way out on count. Hold on. Let's start that over. What is this? We all have that person in our lives who's on the way out count of phone, keys, wallet is 2 out of 3. And if it happens to be your loved one, this 4-pack of AirTags might come in handy and free up their mind a bit for only $79.
I think that was a nice way of saying they lose their shit all the time.
All the time. Phone, wallet, keys. They can.
I'll be honest, man. That's totally me.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes.
That's totally me.
Just get a bundle wrap. That's why you carry that person. Or you can get the Hasbro Gaming Monopoly deal. Love a game night with your partner, but hate an hour-long game of Monopoly? Enter Monopoly Deal, a downright addictive version of the classic game that you can play in 15 minutes
that
or less.
That is fun. That actually is really
for
is
only
fun.
$7.
Monopoly is not a game unless it lasts 4 hours.
I just turned down a game last night. I'm not about to play Monopoly with you. No. 4 hours.
3 hours in this bitch, I'm good, man. Hell no. I got other shit I can
hell
do.
No, I don't play no Monopoly.
With your dirty ass? Hell no. I'll be mad as hell at you. Fuck you, man. Hell no. Because I didn't, man, Monopoly the damn near ruined some friendships, man. Like, what the fuck did you just do?
I'm ruthless in Monopoly. Yeah, I buy
real
everything.
Real life, it's a capitalism training wheels.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
buy
oh,
everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm breaking your ass. I'm going to break everything. I'm taking you down. Your family going in the poorhouse. Like, I'm fucking everybody.
You're going to jail.
They invented that go around the board once before you can buy because of me. Like, I'm buying everything.
Oh, my God.
If I land on it, it's mine.
I'll go broke first.
You'll be
back.
In jail but own everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Hey, man, you want to get out of jail? Nah, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling.
I'm networking is what I'm doing. I'm networking here in jail.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Now, that shit had
those some good gifts, though. Those are some good gifts.
Okay. They really are, and yeah, I mean they're fun, and some of them are really nice and inexpensive because it's creating that memory.
I never would have thought of buying AirTags for a Valentine's Day gift.
I think that's a little bit. But it makes sense.
Yeah. Make sure you don't get lost. Here you go.
Oh my gosh! It's like
I just put it on you.
Why is one missing? It's under the car. Right?
Yeah. Oh shit!
Just put it on you.
Oh my god! Toss it in their glove box. Oh my god!
Where are they going now?
Oh, women buy that mostly, I promise you.
I promise. Some men.
Oh, man.
Crazy. All
right. Well, there you go. Well, of course, tomorrow is the Super Bowl, guys. Ooh. And, of course, everybody's getting ready for it. Vegas is about to explode, I think, now.
Did you hear that?
Explode, yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, bro.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, well, she got me. Taylor I was Swift. Like, what happened?
Well, that's just it. Speaking of that and all the other things, whatever.
Congrats, Taylor Swift. But the Grammys just came. She just broke history. All right, let's give her that.
So.
Let's give her that. All right.
Well, of course, everybody.
Shake it off.
Everybody.
She's the man. Sorry.
Everybody is, of course, placing their bets on what's going to happen. There's a typical bet, so obviously who's going to win the Super Bowl, the coin flip and everything else and those different types of things. But, Lurk, I think you've got some other cool things to talk about here on what people can actually place their bets on.
Interesting-ass bets that are placed for the Super Bowl game.
Let me pull out my FanDuel.
Yep. I wouldn't have bet on this shit, but this is Vegas, so you bet on
anything. It is Vegas.
So the first one is the national anthem. What will be the length of Reba McEntire's national anthem? Will it be over 90.5 seconds, or will it be under?
Oh, my God.
I'm betting
Can you
under.
Bet on that?
I'm betting under.
Can you
I'm saying it right here. You can
this
bet
on. These are all bets. These are live bets.
Reba what hasn't color, carry out notes long. She
yeah, exactly.
Like
I think under. She, I think
what color will Reba's boots be?
Oh, damn. Blue.
Black is plus 200.
No.
Brown is 325.
Ooh.
I would say brown.
Red is plus 350. White is plus 500. Blue is plus 1,000.
I'm going
and
blue.
Yellow
really
is
blue?
Plus 1,400.
I was going to say, she's going to do red. No, Reba wears some red. I got to think about this. Reba, what's she going to wear? Some green?
Well,
Reba?
That's just it. What is she going
to wear? These are nuts. All right. What will the team that wins the coin toss? Will the team that wins the coin toss win the game?
That's a tough one.
I would have to lose statistics for
that. Teams that win the coin toss have gone 25-31 in Super Bowl history. Kansas City became the first team to win the toss and the game since the Seahawks in 2014.
Really?
Wow. So it doesn't happen often. It don't happen often.
Right. Yeah, because they get deferred in other teams.
Yep.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, Gatorade. What color will the What color will the Gatorade be that's poured on the winning coach? They
orange.
Actually bet on this.
Orange.
You got purple, orange, yellow, lime, green,
orange,
blue, red, pink, clear water, and no Gatorade bath is a plus 2,000.
Whoa! Wow.
Place your bets.
Well, Andy Reid's getting the bath because he's. This will be his.
Oh wow!
Wait, who is?
This
if
is
Andy
bad.
Reid wins, he's getting the
bath.
Oh
yeah!
So this is bad. Will the MVP mention Taylor Swift?
No.
If it's him, yeah.
It's
no.
A plus 750 for yes.
No.
Minus 600. Minus 600.
Will the MVP?
For no.
Is he?
Well, Travis. That means Travis Kelce has to be the
MVP.
MVP.
Yeah.
No. He did seem motivated on media day, though. He was like, I want to win this bigger than anybody.
I know, because she's winning everything right now. He's got to beef it up a little bit. Come on.
Oh, if he loses, she's dumping him.
Damn.
You think so?
If he loses Super Bowl,
she's PR is done.
She's dumping him.
If he drops a pass.
I guarantee if he loses Super Bowl, watch. She's done.
No.
They won't.
Give her, what, three months and they
Within, within the next 3 to 6 months, before the start of the next season.
Are we making a bet right now?
Is that a live bet? I bet no.
I bet if he loses the Super Bowl within 6 months,
she dumps his ass.
Friendly Rager, what are we doing?
She's like, I'm not
getting some of this action, Sean? You getting some of this action?
I'm getting action tonight? What?
The betting action.
Oh.
Yeah. Usher's halftime performance. but if y'all want to bet that, I bet that's a good house bet. I do think he'd be done. Number of songs. All right, so Usher's halftime performance. You can bet on the number of songs he performs, whether or not he'll debut a new material, what wardrobe he'll be rocking, and whether or not he'll be wearing sunglasses at any point during his first song of the evening. Of course he will.
Yes,
he's Usher.
I believe that. The sunglasses
Usher,
is gold.
Usher.
Gamblers can also put money on how many outfits he'll wear during his set.
Three.
Oh, my gosh.
Three.
Yo, Vegas, you can bet on anything.
You can lose so much money.
Easy.
And
you
now,
all gone.
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Will she make it to the game? Does she have a Tokyo concert conflict? If she's there, will she sing with Usher?
No.
Will Taylor wear a custom design by Jizzik? Whoever the fuck that is.
I think it's one of the other players' girlfriends or whatever.
Yeah, there's a couple different people. Custom jackets and
Damn,
stuff.
Now, this is an actual bet. Right I ain't here. Even think about this. The most attention is being paid to the question of whether he will ask her, will she marry?
That's the one I bet on right there. I'm going to say no.
No. As a Swiftie, do you think...
If he wins, maybe.
If he wins, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe if he wins
the Super Bowl, you think he'll propose?
Maybe if he wins, but... sorry, I got a little cough there.
I do think if he loses, he's
or he can do it at the ring ceremony.
So wait.
The ring ceremony.
This is crazy. So like, you're like, if he loses, she's
over.
Dumping his ass
within 6 months to a year. So
but if he wins,
they get married.
He's gonna propose. Like,
that's crazy.
That's pretty. Like, that's so far left and so
how
far right.
How? But that's Hollywood.
It is.
Now how far? Now how appropriate would it be if she's won all these Grammys, he wins the Super Bowl, and they get engaged immediately? That's a fucking storybook situation in itself.
Yes. And it fits the PSYOP story.
It just sucks that's where we are.
I love it. I'm here for it. I'm watching it tomorrow. I got my wine ready. I'm like,
But that's, I do, yeah, that's, you can actually bet.
That's the reason you're watching the Super Bowl.
No, I watch every year. I've watched every year since I was a kid. I actually love football. I actually love it.
So who you going for?
You know what?
Me?
Oh, yeah. Who y'all going?
It's going to be neither.
I'm probably not going to watch it, but I'm a Niners fan because I've been a Niners fan since.
It's going to be a good game.
That doesn't
even
make sense. I'm not going to register that comment. I'm not going to watch it,
probably,
but I'm a Niners
watch,
fan.
I might be working,
and
but
in the Super
I've been a 49ers fan, like Montana.
They're so strong right now. They've been fun to watch this whole season, so.
I'm going to go with the Bears.
That's a good bet. That is a good bet. Right. Put all your money on the Bears.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna put all my money that they're gonna lose. So yeah,
the Bears.
The Bears. Yeah, the Bears are gonna lose. The Bears are gonna lose. The Bears. So yeah, there you go.
I wonder if Taylor wants them to win or lose.
I'm going for the team that wearing red.
Oh, okay. What shade?
I will bet that.
What shade?
Good luck, brother. Good luck, brother. Good luck, man.
We got that maroon.
I'm going to go with the one that has the brothers on it.
Yeah. That's always a good bet. Always bet on black.
Yeah. That's a good bet. Very good bet, sir. Very good bet.
All right, guys. Should we play the game?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
You got the questions?
Oh, yeah.
Of course he got the questions.
We've got the questions, and we wonder why or if Taylor Swift will definitely make the Super Bowl tomorrow. Yeah. It's quiz me, quiz you. All right, I got the first five.
Okay.
Amber's going to do the second five. Okay. So basically it'll be Amber, Lyric, and BW. And here we go. Question number one.
What the fuck? Amber's face, she looked down and said, what the fuck? Yeah.
All right. Which team has the most Super Bowl appearances?
Ooh.
Lyric?
49ers.
No.
Amber.
Amber?
I'm going to go with Cowboys.
No.
No.
Damn.
I knew that. That's
both of you guys get the buzzer.
Because I don't like them.
Brown.
BW?
Pittsburgh.
No.
Damn.
Oh, it ain't Buffalo.
No, not Buffalo.
Right. Which team has the most Super Bowl appearances?
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Can I do
that?
Yeah,
go Amber.
I'm thinking the Patriots.
That is correct. The Patriots, yes.
I was thinking Patriots or Steelers, so even I was like, I hate the Cowboys. Maybe it's the Cowboys because I hate the
Cowboys.
For sure. They don't get there.
They've been there since the 90s.
The 30s.
It's been 30 years. Like, they've been there since the 90s, man. I was still in high school last time they were there.
Yeah. All right, guys. Here we go. Question number two. All right. After candy, what's the most popular gift consumers give on Valentine's Day?
Ooh, Amber.
Amber?
Ooh, did I get it?
Go ahead.
Stuffed animal.
No.
Lyric.
Damn.
Lyric.
Roses.
No.
Not really?
Money.
No. Here, honey. Here's a 20. Dance for me.
Okay, wait. I don't.
I know it ain't jewelry.
I'm going to make a wild, weird guess.
Go ahead.
I don't agree with it. Lingerie?
No.
Damn.
Jewelry?
No.
Food?
No.
Stuffed animals?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
too.
What is it?
Really?
We give up.
Greeting cards.
A card. I was going to say that.
I didn't know that counted.
That shit don't count.
That's not a gift.
That's not a gift, is it?
But if it don't come with money in it, it's not a gift.
Then it's
send your
card.
Cards and letters to BW P.O. Box. Wow. All right, here we go. Question number three. Which player has the most Super Bowl rings in history? No.
Come on now.
You got seven. Who is it? Oh, damn, no.
I don't know this one.
Hey.
I can't even make a guess.
It's not Brady.
It's not. It's got seven. I know. I just can't think of the name. Hey, just make a guess. I'm gonna just throw Brady out.
What's your 3W?
Tom Brady.
You're absolutely right. It is Tom Brady. Yeah.
I thought somebody had seven.
Yep, Tom Brady.
I thought there was somebody at some.
Oh shit!
I thought somebody had seven.
All right, so we are on question number four. Ooh, wow. Okay. Okay. So this is the round robin question. This is the round robin. Approximately how many roses are produced for Valentine's Day each year?
Oh my goodness.
I'll start.
3.2 billion roses.
3.2 billion. Okay, I gotta write this shit down.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so BW.
For Valentine's Day?
Yeah, if you
across the globe, right? This is everywhere, right?
I'm about to pull a dick move.
One.
No.
He said billion.
I'm gonna say for Valentine's Day though, I'm gonna say a billion. At least 1 billion, yeah.
1 bill.
I'm gonna guess this is the United States.
Amber?
It's a lot of simps out here, man.
There are shoot.
And I know a lot of dudes that get roses.
Even the ones on the corner, right? You know those count, right?
From my people, right?
Okay, yeah, right, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go a little lower. I'm gonna say 3 million. Cause y'all went billion. I'm just gonna go million.
Nice.
I don't know why.
Nice.
Wow. So 3 million for you, Amber?
That's not enough.
It still feels high, but yeah.
Feels high?
I don't know.
They come in dozens.
I know. Oh my God. Okay. Let's.
Oh my God. They got four different colors.
I'm trying to think of numbers in my head, and I'm like, oh, da, 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 da. Okay.
Oh, shit.
What is it? Please tell us. It's probably way more. He's trying to read the number. We guessed.
Was that your guess?
Yeah, 3 million.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were trying to figure out a different number. Okay.
No.
Sorry, guys. Okay. I think Amber is the closest with 3 million. It's actually 250 million.
Really?
250 million.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been way more than that.
I didn't think it'd be a billion.
Because sometimes some people just like give, like, if it's maybe their first Valentine, a single rose.
Yeah.
I've seen people give 100 of them. Yeah. Here's a bundle
then,
of
then
it.
Then you're rich.
Fill a room up.
So we were kind of in the middle. I was too low. Y'all, it's right okay. there. Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number five. What state has hosted the most Super Bowls?
Brown.
BW?
California.
New.
State.
Lyric. Texas.
New. 48 to go.
Oh my God. State. Okay, this is a tough one.
Where else would be nice? Oh.
Florida?
Yeah,
there you go.
Florida's
got it.
We ain't going to Wisconsin. It's February.
Let's go where it's warm.
Yeah, it's got
to
be.
That was my next guess right there, Florida. It had to be.
All right, we're going
to
go over a little bit of time. So right now, we're going to go ahead and cut the feed with our affiliate. So everybody out there with Lime City Radio, we will catch you guys next week. If you want to hear us finish doing the game here, well, then just flip on over to yourweeklydose.com.
See you later, Indiana.
Until then, have a good one. Be good to each other.
Peace out.
I have to tell you guys something. My girlfriend, I missed her text, but she guessed the roses amount. She said 250 million.
And oh, wow.
You got it right on the dot?
Well, she, yeah.
She tried to help you. She Googled it and tried to give you it. Oh, sweet, baby.
She's like Lisa. Good job, Lisa.
Lisa, this is for you.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate you.
Where is it? The more you know.
Oh, yeah. I need that sound effect.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
That was good, babe. Good job.
All right. So now Amber's got questions six through 10.
I do. And it's funny because I could have actually got these right. Okay, anyways.
So question number six.
All right.
Whoops, hold on. There we go.
Okay. Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, and Elvis Presley.
Sean.
What? What is the question?
I was going to say all alcoholics, but...
No. Oh, my God! All got married in what U.S. city?
Hold on. Name it. What is it again?
Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, Elvis Presley. Mm-hmm. All got married in this famous city.
Brown. Nashville.
Nope.
Memphis.
Nope.
Sean.
Yes.
Las Vegas.
Yep. Right there, Vegas.
Oh, that would make sense.
Vegas, baby.
God damn it.
The best place to make mistakes.
100%.
All right.
And Atlantic City is number 2.
All right. Next question. This is 7, right?
Yeah.
Which team won the very first Super Bowl?
Oh, God.
Oh, Lyric.
Go for it.
Green Bay Packers.
There you go.
All right, Lyric.
Labo Leap.
I knew that one.
Number 8. According to Statista, is she a chick? Statista. I'm just kidding. What's the least desired Valentine's Day gift by women?
Brown.
Sean.
Ooh, brown. Got that.
Lingerie.
Nope.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, lingerie.
Least desired right
least
now?
Desired.
Lyric. Flowers.
Nope.
I thought your answer was Lyric.
No, bitches don't want flowers. These girls don't want flowers. It's not flowers. Huh?
Flowers? Do you have one, Sean?
Sean, candy.
Nope.
It's gelatin.
Gelatin.
Last time I gave her gelatin.
She's like, that's real.
Anybody else want to try to give it a shot?
Least desire.
Least desire.
Gift cards.
No. Oh, no, those are good.
Cards. Well, just cards.
No gift card in it, yeah.
God, what? Least desired?
Liz, please let her know. We ain't never buying that
what
again.
What does a woman not want for Valentine's Day?
The man.
Sean.
How about a grown-ass woman does not want?
Sean.
What?
A stuffed animal.
Yes! That's it. A damn teddy bear. Uh-uh. Grown-ass woman does not want a teddy bear with heart eyes. No. It's for children. Okay. Here we go.
But if you take a picture of one in your lingerie, that's a different story.
Oh, what if it's made of dollars?
Good. Or chocolate. Or chocolate dollars.
There you go.
Hey.
Wow, chocolate dollars.
Chocolate dollars. Is that like a Dirty Sanchez or something?
Chocolate dollars dressed in lingerie. Okay, number 9. Who? I keep jumping the gun there. I got to get better at this. Who was the first Super Bowl halftime show celebrity performer?
Brown. Michael Jackson.
That's what I thought too, but it's not.
Ooh.
Yeah, I actually heard it was Michael Jackson.
Well, who is it then?
It says Carol Channing, but I don't.
That's not right.
Because Michael Jackson, he did the first huge halftime show.
That's not true.
So we get on that Google.
All right, you know what? Okay. Inquiry.
Sound like some racism to me.
Listen to this. The NFL started a halftime show to compete with In Living Color because they had a halftime. They'd say, "Come on over to Living Color. We have a special for you." And they didn't like it that all the people went out, flipped the channel.
Yeah.
So the NFL's like, "Screw that. We're gonna have a halftime show," and they put on Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that was the first one.
So why the fuck they saying the white woman did it?
I don't know. Carol Channing of all people.
I don't remember her.
She talks. No, she don't wear no voice. Like just really high, weird voice.
Did she just she do music?
No, yeah, Broadway, like Auntie
Mame
and
Broadway singer.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, then why the fuck was she ever performing at the
Super Bowl? I don't know.
To sing the national
anthem? What year? Just all you gotta do is do the year. What year did they say she did it?
Are they talking about her just singing the national anthem?
No, halftime show celebrity performer, Carol Channing. We got Sean combing through. Sean is actively combing through stats.
That doesn't even sound like a real person.
So I know.
Michael did it in 1993.
She looks like a Muppet. She looks like a Muppet, Carol Channing.
93, so.
93?
Hey, Siri.
Hold on. I got it here on Wikipedia.
When did Carol Channing perform in the Super Bowl?
So here's what we do. We're gonna
It says triple, 72.
Trip.
She also became the 67.
At 72.
What?
Okay, maybe she did it. She did perform back in 72.
Small thing. Maybe it wasn't like a big, big thing.
It wasn't televised or anything like that. Okay, so we could take that, but no.
Yeah, because that was the very first Super Bowl.
What's the question again?
Who
was the very first Super Bowl you said?
Super Bowl halftime show celebrity performer.
She was it.
But it wasn't like a big production like it is now. I think that's what we're thinking about.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
I remember Michael. That was a big deal.
Actual show.
Okay, Carol. Yeah. Okay, Carol.
Carol Channing. Carol Channing. Yeah.
Nobody remembers. But we gotta remember her. Is she still alive? So we can.
No, she passed away.
All right,
she passed away.
She was funny, but yeah. All right, this is our last question, you guys. Question number 10.
made it. Mama, I made it.
All right. Are you ready?
Aye, aye, Captain.
What award show has a category entitled Best Kiss?
Lyric.
Yep.
MTV.
Bam, he got that one right there.
That's for my generation.
Yep.
I did that shit.
Yeah.
All right. Who I think won? Lyric, you, I think Lyric did.
Lyric dominated that.
Did I win?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you did.
Oh, shit.
I think so.
I won. Yeah. I won. I shot the BB gun.
Now give him the kazoo. Shit, give him the kazoo right now.
Oh, yo. We supposed to be cool.
We are cool. We are very cool.
No.
ASMR. ASMR. Lyrics.
I love that. Can quick, hand him the kazoo.
Can you play some chocolates too?
Oh my god.
That was a fun show, yeah.
Fun show, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed it out there today. And a big thank you to Casey for answering her phone. We had so much fun with Casey. I love doing those things with her.
Yeah, that was fun.
And we'll be doing more of those things with her too, because like we'll do it for what's after Valentine's? We got what?
St. Patty's?
President's Day, maybe? Yeah, okay. Patty's Day for sure. Absolutely. We'll come up with stuff like that. So we got a bunch of them coming up. So, all right, guys. Don't forget, the show's website is yourweeklydose.com. X and Instagram is yourweeklydose1. Email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Woohoo!
Oh, and don't forget to also find us on Facebook as well. At Your Weekly Dose. Simple as that.
Yeah, you can go to sketchybudget.com and follow all that stuff. And we just released some new content on TikTok and YouTube, so go check it out.
Same thing he said. Sketchy Budget Entertainment everywhere. Lyric Johnson everywhere. Brown Waters everywhere. Look us up, baby.
What's the sketch we're going to do on Sketchy Budget? What we just talked about?
Oh, we're going to do the Blippi and Mika.
Yes! Blippi, yes!
We're going to be teachers.
I'm Amber Ash McCary, and I will be on Sketchy Budget because they just promised me. We just signed a contract right here.
All right, y'all, so Lyric is going to be branching off to do his own thing.
My kids, we're going to do a show together.
Oh, gosh. You guys can find me on Instagram, Facebook, or
we're all fired. It's our last show.
So, guys, next week, stay tuned for SNL. That stands for Sean and Lyric.
That was good.
That was a good one.
Yeah, because that's going to be the new name of the new show. I love you guys.
No copyright infringement.
Yeah, y'all have a beautiful week, y'all.
Absolutely, guys, and have fun with the game tomorrow. Let's see who wins.
Get your love
Taylor.
On.
All right, guys, take care of each other. Be good. Take care. And remember...
doesn't come at all. I only know that when I'm in it, it isn't silly. Love isn't silly. Love isn't silly at all.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.